when I met the Yazidi girls and when they told me some of the horrifying stories, those stories actually shocked me.
That's Zainab Hawa Bangura, Special Representative of the UN Secretary General on Sexual Violence in Conflict, speaking in a video about her recent visit to the Middle East, where she met with women from the Yazidi community, a minority group persecuted by ISIL, the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant.
You know, I have been in a lot of conflict around the world, but the scale and the magnitude, I mean, putting girls in the open markets, stripping them naked for people to come and examine them. This is what used to happen in the slave trade 200 or so years ago, not now.
Those women and countless other victims like them are the reason why the UN this year established the 19th of June as the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict. It commemorates the 2008 adoption by the UN Security Council of a resolution recognizing that rape and other forms of sexual violence during conflict can constitute war crimes and crimes against humanity.
This special day is also creating a moment to mention and pay homage to the thousands of survivors of sexual violence, including women, girls, men, and boys, who, despite the grievous harm suffered, have shown extreme determination, resolve, and unflinching courage to speak out against this scourge.
Until recently, speaking about this so-called scourge was perceived as taboo and even embarrassing, recalled Leila Zarugi, the UN's leading advocate for children caught in conflict situations.
It was embarrassing for some to even mention it. And it was denied by many others because this violence was also used as a weapon of war.
Ms. Zarugi said boys and girls are vulnerable to sexual violence during conflict because the structures which normally protect them, their families and communities, fall apart.
Rape and the threat of rape is a mean to instill fear among communities, intimidate, humiliate and punish, impose an ideology and force population to displace in order to take over their lands, their resources, or to change the demographics of the area. Recently, extremist groups have illustrated themselves by using sexual violence as a tactic for that very purpose.
More than 100 countries co-sponsored the General Assembly resolution creating the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict. In addition to expressing solidarity with survivors, the day pays tribute to all those working to eradicate this issue, many of whom do so at great personal risk. Deanne Penn, United Nations.